RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That a boy G. That's more like it. You know what I mean? Love that. That's a good tune right there. It is the morning shift. My name is Mike. Welcome back in. It's a Victory Tuesday, the rare occurrence of a Victory Tuesday. She's Allie Mack. Garrett's behind the glass hanging out, playing the good tunes on the way back in. One arm. I won't do it.
It makes me think of college.
I'll spare y'all. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, definitely does. You know, they banned this from Alabama Stadium for a couple of years because there's a very vulgar word that is inserted. And then, so then they brought it back, but they play on the stadium speakers. They drown it out.
Gotcha.
And it says, beat Auburn very loudly.
Oh, really?
Instead of the alternative that the student section and most of the fans are actually yelling out loud at any given point. So it is what it is. It's the morning shift. Like I said, it's a Victory Monday. We're going to get the wake-up call here in 1 second. 404-726-0929. Got one line open. Want to hear who you want to stay as a part of this franchise moving forward. Did Raheem save his job last night? Was Terry cooking when he drafted James Pearson and Xavier Watts in the trade with the Los Angeles Rams? Jeff Ulbrich has to stay no matter what, my opinion. Would you like to see Kirk Cousins back? Maybe Zach Robinson's done enough, in your opinion, to save his job over the last couple of weeks. Give us a call. Let us know. 404-726-0929. We'll hit the wake-up call here in just a couple of minutes.
Here are the headlines before you clock in. Unfortunately, it's not a Victory Tuesday for the Hawks. They've now lost 7 in a row, this time to the Thunder, 140-129. They'll play again tomorrow night against the Timberwolves. Pregame is at 2:30 here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 3. The Ravens say that Lamar Jackson's status against the Steelers is TBD at this point. Andy Reid plans on returning to the Chiefs next season. Ole Miss running back Kawan Lacy is listed as probable to play against Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah. Look, no, go ahead. I messed that up. Garrett, play the intro. Yep, you're right. Oh, nope. Sorry, here comes the intro. It is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Like I said, call, weigh in, let us know. Do you want one person back, multiple people back? You want to just clean house, move on. Maybe it's just, you know what, let's clean house and bring Matt Ryan in. Let's see what his vision is. I'll be curious to see what we get here. I do think that overall, I try to put out positive vibes. Mm-hmm. But I do have question marks moving forward about what the best route is. I will say, and I said it just a minute ago, and I'll say it again before we get to some of these callers, Jeff Ulbrich's got to stay. That, to me, is a non-negotiable. You've invested picks. You've invested money into that defense. Jeff Ulbrich has to stay. He has to be a part of whatever you're doing moving forward. I realize that if you hire a new head coach, he's going to want his own DC. I would question his sanity if that DC pick was not Jeff Ulbrich. I don't think that conversation needs to be had right meow. All right, let's try to full phone lines. Let's try to get some of these callers in. Let's go out to our buddy Will. He's out in the Mafia headquarters. Will, what's going on, man? Welcome back. Two times in 2 days, brother.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't have to work.
Hey, man. I hear you.
I might be one of the few on this bandwagon, but I hate change. And how do you build a culture at the end of the day if you're continuously changing everything? I say run it back with what we have. Keep Kirk Cousins if Kirk Cousins wants to stay. Let Tenick sit for the whole year and learn a little bit more. But definitely Ulbrich is that cornerstone that must stay like you were talking about. But I hate change. So let's run it back with what we got. We see what we can do. When everything's running like it's supposed to. Other than that, the Mafia's in the house. Y'all have a blessed day.
Fwam. Thanks for the phone call. I think that there's probably more people like Will than you imagine. And that's kind of where I usually fall on things. I hate change, and I understand how big consistency can be for the development of certain players, especially when you look at a Michael Penix. So I'm curious to see if we get a ratio on that, but
it does feel like a hot take what he's saying about playing Kirk Cousins next season.
That to me would be like the least likely of all the people.
But I think a lot of people are starting to. That's what I'm saying. Emotions are muddy at this point.
He's just such an, and I hate to borrow a word from when he was brought here, an elite processor. He's just such an elite processor.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
G, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Brad. He's in Villarica. Brad, what's going on, man? Welcome back on the show.
Mike Smothio.
Let's go. My man.
No. Look, I say let's run it back. Let's get Matt Ryan in here. Let's just run it back what we have. Maybe go after an offensive coordinator. We need somebody that's aggressive. You know, we got the defense a little bit aggressive, but I feel like we need an offensive coordinator that's aggressive. And, you know, these are grown men. You know, they're just like everybody else. We're here to do a job. And, you know, just show up, go to work, do your job, and let's bring a championship to the A, baby.
Let's go, man.
Good morning, my Smothio.
I appreciate the phone call, as always, Brad. And there you go. There's another one. There's two in a row, people saying run it back. And I don't think it's, you know, personally, I don't think it's any craziness that they're both Mafia members. Because, you know, we do like a certain level of consistency.
Yeah.
Well, a certain level of forgiveness, if you will. So it just kind of is what it is. But I think there's going to be a lot of people feeling that way. The offense coordinator thing is interesting. I had this conversation with Bo, not on the pregame show, but off the air. Michael Floor has been in Atlanta before. He is actually LA's offensive coordinator right now. I don't think you would leave Matthew Stafford in company to come be an offensive coordinator somewhere else if, you know, Raheem were to be retained here. But I wonder what money could talk, especially when you look at Jimmy Garoppolo as their backup quarterback and is not under contract for next season. Mm-hmm. Just food for thought. You know, you need a bridge quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to go anywhere and get starter money. So maybe you could offer him a small deal to come here, maybe implement some of the things that another coordinator wants to do with Michael Penix moving forward. I don't know. I don't have all the answers. That's why we're going to the phone lines right now to see who does. Let's talk to Drea on I-95. Drea, what's going on? Welcome to the show. Let's go.
Welcome to Atlanta where the defense plays.
Let's go.
Do you feel me? Just real quick, shout out to everybody who stepped up. Next man mentality. Y'all showed out. I don't know what it is about those throwback jerseys. Mm. On Monday night, we show out. Keep them jerseys. Don't even wash them.
Yeah.
Just keep them. Everybody who played and made a play last night, you stay. Asterisk next to Kyle Pitts. I'm sorry, bro, but I need a new tight end. You got to go. You got to go. Sorry. I like the Garoppolo idea. I need some fine swag back at the quarterback position, so I'm down with that. And front office got to go. Matt Ryan, put them sweats on. Go scout for us and bring a championship to the A. Y'all have a blessed, blessed day.
I love the vibe.
And a happy new year.
Let's
go Birds.
I love it, man. I love the vibes coming from Dre out there on 995. Put the sweats on, Matt. Go scout us out some winners, baby. Let's go.
I appreciate how positive she sounds while she's saying, Kyle Pitts, you got to go.
I appreciate you, bro, but you got to go. Let's try to get a couple more in. Let's go out to Jason. Jason's in Buckhead. Jason, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
I can almost scream at y'all's place of where I'm at. I'm right down the road at One Buckhead Plaza.
There you go, man. Hey, we'll wave at you.
And by the way, Mike's Mafia, let's do it four in a row. Wah, wah, wah.
It's a perfect game so far. Let's go, man.
Hey, listen to this. But I'm from Squid Billy's hometown. I'm from Dallas, Georgia.
Okay,
so that's kind of like you. I'm living in a I know it's kind of rough. So I want to say this. Do people not realize that our draft class this year, our top three defensive players are probably the best three rookies in the league?
Yeah.
Like, and this is almost a repeat of what 2015-16 was with our, you know, Keanu Neal and all those. It's kind of like a, when we have these type of rookies, we can't waste it. People saying blowing it up. Are y'all out of y'all's minds?
Hmm.
The only thing we need to do is fix a couple of pieces. One, Kyle Pitts is being used wrong. You need to run 12 and 13 man sets because that way you can at least try to guess whether or not he's actually going to try to block or not, because otherwise the defense knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's the biggest problem with him. And I think if you can fix that part, yes, get rid of him, because you can go out and get a rookie tied in, because look at what the rookies are doing these days.
Yeah, so
let's go with that. Now, backing up, I will say this. Our starters can play with anybody in this league, but let me repeat that. Our starters can do that.
Yeah.
Our backups are the problem. When Diablo goes down, no offense, J.D. Bertrand, you're probably a great guy, great person. I'll be honest with you, we don't have no backup from there. It's basically kind of like Alabama. Yeah. When you lose Overton on the defensive line, you can walk right through us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's like it's the depth.
Yeah.
The depth is the problem.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Jason. Tough. We brought the LT over thing.
He did?
Yeah. But I think Jason's probably a Bama guy. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I think he brought up a couple of good points about the depth, too. Ronnie Harrison has kind of slotted into that role. That's been nice. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Ken. Ken is in Evans. Ken, what's going on, man?
Yeah. Man, I really think we got to get rid of Raheem, and I understand we don't want to blow everything up, but if we come back next year, the reason that I think that every win is almost even more of a hit to Raheem, because it shows that this is something that we should have been doing, and if we come back next year, he's just going to get outcoached. We have superior talent. That's the reason that it looks the way it does, but another year of continue to go through the same thing is insanity. We've seen that we have this squad, Arthur Smith didn't have this kind of squad. Most people, like, watching the telecast after I got back from the game yesterday, the national media was just sad, like, oh my God, y'all have all this talent here and it's just being squandered. It was sickening, man.
Yeah.
It's just sad. And I think Terry has put a great, you know, team out there, and you're talking about depth. Hey, Troy Anderson was supposed to be better. You know, Trice was supposed to be healthy. Both of them supposed to be healthy.
Yeah,
that's the depth that you're looking for.
I appreciate the phone call, Ken. Hey, we got to get him in because he's been tweeting a storm. Let's go ahead and get Mr. Yo. Mr. Yo, you got the floor for about 20 seconds, my friend. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, All-American. I just want to remind Atlanta of all the positives that have happened. We were snake-bitten at the beginning of the year. We got a wide receiver who broke his collarbone on the first play of practice. We lost our starting right tackle, our backup right tackle. We were snake-bitten. And then we lost a lot of games by 1 or 2 points because we decided to keep a kicker that cost us $5 million but couldn't kick anymore. So the team is okay. The depth is the problem. In order to get the depth, we have to free up some money. And so that means that Kirk either needs to renegotiate or we're going to have to let him go, because we have to have that depth in this roster fixed. I'm bringing back Raheem. I'm definitely bringing back Terry. Love the show. You guys are amazing. Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro.
Happy
Thank
New
you,
Year, Mr. Yo.
That's 5 of 6 phone calls we got that want to run it back.
Yeah.
A little bit shocking.
Not when you've looked at the last few weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point. I think that you can make the argument, and I love that he brought a couple of things up, but I think you can make the argument, if just simply in the last 5 years you'd had a short yardage run game and a good field goal kicker, this thing could look a lot different.
The what if game is maddening today when you really look at it. We want to continue to hear from you at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up next, we've got the one and only Dave Archer to talk about last night's win next on Sports Radio, 929 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.